WKJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, high school basketball action last night, there weren't too many games that were played due to the weather and rough road conditions. In games that were played, boys basketball, it was MOC Floyd Valley over Inwood West Lions 65-51, Audubon Arthur BCLG downing Lawton Bronson 58-40, and Ridgeview defeated Westwood Sloan 53-45 in boys hoops. Cancellations or postponements, there were many of them, and you can see the entire list on our sports page at KJAN.com, but most of those have not yet been rescheduled. Some were, however, the Glenwood at Shenandoah boys basketball game, that was postponed to February 3rd, and Sydney versus East Mills, that was postponed to January 30th. The Exira EHK boys and girls games versus Boyer Valley were postponed to January 27th. In girls basketball action, it was Kingsley Pearson over Maple Valley Anthonoto 64-45. Audubon Arthur BCIG downing Lawton Bronson 70-23. In overtime, the West Lyon Inwood girls beat MOC Floyd Valley 45-36. It was West Monona over River Valley Correctional 85-39, and Westwood Sloan over Ridgeview 60-51. Glenwood versus Shenandoah girls basketball, that was postponed to February 4th. Also, the Sydney versus East Mill game, East Mills, was postponed to January 30th. And there is no CAM JV basketball for today. That was called in yesterday. The Atlantic Archery Club recently held a raffle fundraiser, and they gave away a bow. The winners of the bow were Briley and Troy Dunning. The Archery Club congratulates the winners and thanks everyone that contributed to that fundraiser. In college basketball, Joe Wieskamp scored 26 points, and Big Ten scoring leader Luca Garza had 21 as the Iowa men's basketball team beat number 12 Maryland 67-49. Garza added 13 rebounds for his 10th double-double of the season. Wieskamp and Garza added 32 of Iowa's first 38 first-half points. The Hawkeyes improved to 11-5 overall and 2-3 in the Big Ten, while Maryland dropped to 13-3 and 3-2, respectively. The Terrapins were held to their second lowest point total of the season. Jalen Smith scored 13 points for the Terrapins. Iowa ended its two-game winning streak with a victory, while Maryland had its three-game winning streak snapped. Sidney Manning had a three-pointer as time ran out to give the number 20 Missouri State women a 69-67 victory over Drake, trailing 65-58 with 2.5 minutes to go. The Lady Bears finished the game on an 11-2 run, the first 8 points coming on free throws before Manning's shot. Sidney Wilson, trying to split two defenders in the paint, was falling to the floor as she tipped the ball to Manning, who swished the winner. Sarah Ryan scored 23 points to lead the Bulldogs in that game. Now, the Drake women's team looks to break through on the road in Missouri Valley Conference play with a visit today to Valparaiso. The Bulldogs are 2-1 in the league race after home wins over Indiana State and Loyola.
You got to try to take care of your home court, and that's essential. You got to go try to find a way to win a few on the road, and they're working so hard in practice. They're hungry, and they're excited to get out there, and I know we go on the road here for three of the next four.
That's Drake coach Darian DeVries, who says every road win is big.
It's like we've talked about before the conference season even started. This league is so balanced, and there's 18 games, and there's going to be, we have 15 left, and my anticipation is there's going to be 15 more of these the last 5 minutes of games are when they're going to get decided.
The Iowa State women are on the road today in the Big 12 to take on Oklahoma. The history of this series has featured entertaining, high-scoring games.
I think our teams are built similarly. Try and play the game the right way. Usually the games are up and down, and people score some points, and they've been good games, entertaining games. And we've played some big ones, so it's been a great series and one that's been fun to be a part of.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones are coming off a home loss to Texas, and road teams are 8-1 so far in Big 12 play.
8-1 for the road is a little unique at any standard, so I just think that's the way it's going to be. So you go play the next game, and in a weird way, we've almost played better on the road than we played at home sometimes. So. That's the next game on the schedule, so hopefully we'll be ready.
Tip time from Oklahoma is at 1 p.m. Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell announced Friday that Dave Andrews, one of the most revered football strength and conditioning coaches in the nation, will join the Cyclone staff as director of football strength and conditioning. Andrews' official start date is pending successful background checks. Campbell added one of the most respected strength and conditioning experts nationally in Andrews, who spent the last 5 years as the head strength and conditioning football coach at Pittsburgh. He replaces Rudy Wade, whose contract was not renewed. Campbell said Dave is one of the best strength and conditioning practitioners in the country. His reputation in the profession is impeccable. He has outstanding leadership qualities and has proven ability to train athletes into peak performers. There's no doubt, he says, that Dave will make an impact on our student athletes. Andrews joined the Pittsburgh staff in 2015, and his leadership in the weight room was a crucial factor in the Panthers' rise in the ACC. Pitt played in 4 bowl games in his 5 seasons, and the Panthers achieved the 3rd winningest conference record among the 14 ACC football schools during Andrews' 5-year tenure. Andrews is a certified strength and conditioning coach by the Collegiate Strength and Conditioning Coaches Association and the USA Weightlifting as a Level 1 sports performance coach. In top 25 men's college basketball action yesterday, 6th-ranked Butler remains perfect on its Big East schedule after posting its 6th straight win overall. Kamar Baldwin scored 17 points and Bryce Golden had 14 as the Bulldogs earned a 70-58 win at Providence to improve to 5-1. Next hour, we'll take a look at action from the NBA. The Sports Report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.